You're listening to Owen Blogger's Viewpoints, broadcasting from the Owen Graduate School of Management at Vanderbilt University.
Welcome, Blogger fans. My name is Jira Degnan.
And I'm Astrid Huebner.
Welcome to the first edition of Owen Blogger's Viewpoints Talk Show Edition. I am Chief Executive Officer of OwenBloggers.com, and Astrid Huebner is a fellow MBA from class of 2009. And we're here to take a look behind all the glitz and the glamour of Owen Bloggers and the Owen Graduate School of Management. And it is what, Astrid, 2 weeks before the beginning of school?
Yes, it is. We're all really excited to get back.
And how was your summer?
Mine was pretty awesome. I was down in Atlanta, hot Atlanta, although I feel like Nashville is a little hotter this summer than Atlanta. And I was working with Deloitte Consulting in their human capital service line.
Very fun. You like that?
Loved it. I'm still loving it. I have one more week to go.
Yeah, and as I have one more week to go working for Yum Brands and Kentucky Fried Chicken. So...
Gotta love fried chicken.
Oh, seriously. I always get a kick out of telling people that I work for Kentucky Fried Chicken. They're like, oh, you work in a store? I'm like, no, actually, I work in the corporate division. And
if you knew Jared, you would actually think, hey, he would really fit in well with frying chicken.
Yeah, I'm psychotic that way. Anyway, so you were up here for, what, the USBCC weekend? The US Business Communications?
Right. I was here to meet up with my fellow international classmates incoming for the class of 2010. They're all here right now for their two-week orientation before all the other students, all the domestic incoming students are coming.
That's right. So what do you think of them so far?
They're really fun.
Yeah, they're a good group, aren't they?
They're a lot of fun. No one from Germany, unfortunately. I'm still the only one. It's kind of sad.
We have students from India. We have students from Taiwan. We have students from China. We have students from Peru. We have one from Turkey, right?
Two
from Turkey. Two from Turkey.
We have one from Nicaragua.
Really? I don't think I met... Who's from Nicaragua?
Alejo.
Alejo. Interesting. Well, obviously, Owen is very diverse, and we love having the international students in. And we also, of course, not only have the international students, but we have the exchange students as well. Students that come over for one mod or a semester, two mods here at Owen Graduate School of Management. So, what is your focus, Astrid? So, pretty much, this is kind of the first episode. We want to set the stage for people, let people know how truly psychotic things are here at Owen Graduate School of Management. We work hard, we play hard. So why don't you give them a little bit of background?
Me?
Yeah, of you. Give us your, your elevator pitch, as Fred Talbot or Kimberly Pace would say.
Oh, I'm definitely not going to use that one from my communication class in Mod 1 where I said I'm a chameleon.
Really?
But, no... like I said, I'm from Germany. Mm-hmm. I am concentrating so far in HOP, which is Human Organizational Performance, really hard to pronounce, and finance.
Uh-huh.
And what did I do before I came here? I was a party planner. I planned fun parties like movie premieres, record release parties, after show parties for Justin Timberlake, and all those types of hot men.
Did you ever get to meet Justin Timberlake?
I did, and I'm at Timbaland as well. Timberlake and Timbaland, yep.
Who was your favorite celebrity that you met?
George Clooney.
Very nice.
Ooh, I'm like, I'm blushing.
Yeah, everyone loves George Clooney. So, let's see.
Yes.
2 weeks before school starts,
It's
the tension is not there like it was last year. We're, of course, second years. We did this all... Before we did the orientation, we did the first year, we did all the core classes, and now we're kind of trudging boldly into our future here.
Correct.
So what are your thoughts? If you had to kind of summarize first year for all of the incoming first years, I have a tendency to say freshmen, but first years, and maybe even some of the people who maybe are considering coming to Owen or considering getting their MBA, what would you say? What were the takeaways?
Lessons learned?
Yeah, seriously.
Lessons learned is... that's a hard one, Jared. He didn't prepare me for this type of question.
But that's what business school is all about, Astrid. It's about being prepared all the time.
So the first big takeaway is that you should leverage the people that are in your class and in the second year class, as well as your professors, because I think Owen has a unique set of people from all over the place in the US and the world. And the knowledge and the skills and the willingness to share all of that with you is incredible. And if you're not willing to do that yourself, like I just said that in my internship as well, it's kind of share your skills with your friends and your classmates and other people and be willing to take their skills to improve your own personality or your own professional demeanor or whatever it is you want to improve with their skills.
Yeah, Owen is very community-oriented, and you find that especially when you interact with other MBAs from other schools. They have different cultures, and we tend to be a little bit more familiar. We tend to, because it is a relatively small school, our class is what, 208 students, and then the incoming class is
185.
They scale down a little bit just because we can't all fit in the building.
It's a little cozy at Owen.
Yeah, but you know the Owen building is actually pretty unique. Management Hall has got that great little concave thing going on to it where you can see everything, and there's the big windows and birds fly into them all the time scaring the bejesus out of you.
That's true. That's true. So I have another takeaway.
Yeah?
Okay. Another good takeaway is you won't like everybody at Owen, but you will get to like them for whatever they can bring to the table. Like, even though somebody might not be on your level from a personality-wise, you might end up with them in a team, because a lot of times you can't choose your team. So we're now in a position as second years where most of the classes we take as an elective, mm-hmm. you can actually choose who you're going to be on a team with. So you can kind of see, okay, who complements me from a skill set point of view or a personality point of view, and kind of make the optimal team for yourself. While in the first year, you're kind of stuck with mm-hmm. some people where you're like, oh my gosh, I seriously do not want to be on a team with this person. And you know what? I learned more from those people in my teams mm-hmm. than from the people I love from the get-go. They're still my friends, but the people who challenge me a little to really get out of my comfort zone, maybe I'm a very accurate person when it comes to timeliness, while others are more laid back and kind of, oh, 5 minutes more or less, who cares?
Wait. You're saying you are timely?
I am extremely. Are you kidding? I'm always on time. I'm not okay, tidy. I'm timely.
Tidy or forgetful. Forgetful might be a...
I'm forgetful.
You just told me to put the vacuum cleaner in front of the door so you don't forget it when you walk out.
That's like something that's not on my priority list.
Okay, gotcha. And that's, you know, that's a takeaway from first year. It's really prioritization. It's understanding what's important and what's not.
It's true.
And actually, we should probably explain that Astrid and I are our roommates this year, which is pretty much why she's been dragooned into being co-host for the show. So, thank you for that. Actually, it was your idea. It was your idea. You said, hey, maybe we could do something that's not necessarily me becoming a blogger. And so...
Yeah.
I remember the conversation.
The silence you just heard was because I'm like, what is he talking about?
No, the
only thing I said, what I remember is, Jarrett, that I said, get away from harassing me with becoming an Owen blogger.
And I did.
And then Jared came up with this new approach of me making it.
No, so maybe we'll come to an even keel here.
Right? I love it. I always wanted to be a radio host, so it's okay.
There you go. But here's the thing. I didn't come up with, but I had planned to do like Viewpoints as a radio show for some time now. And then in the middle of it, you're like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if I was on there?
Correct.
Yeah, so correct. That's where we go to middle ground. So it wasn't necessarily me dragooning you into it, and it wasn't you suggesting it, but there was a middle ground. And okay. that is another takeaway.
Can we get back to what they might be really interested in?
Okay, what are they really interested in, Astrid? Tell me. Because you're more involved with the orientation than I am right now.
Okay. I would have two more takeaways. One is don't overcommit, and I know you're all pumped up to come in, and you will meet a lot of us who are involved in different clubs and different extracurricular activities, maybe with the community or with Owen itself. And I'm just telling you, from my own experience, you can call me Mrs. Overcommit.
Mm-hmm.
And my best advice is pick one or two clubs. You can be members of tons of clubs, mm-hmm. but... if you want to have this label of being a president or a VP of one of our extracurricular clubs, like the Marketing Association or the International, the Global Business Association or whatever you're mm-hmm. interested in, the Finance Club, make sure you have the time to allocate it because mm-hmm. it's a lot of work.
And that goes doubly for first years.
Yes.
It's one thing to take a leadership position when you are a second year, but when you're a first year, you have to really look at your – workload from a holistic viewpoint and say, I have all my core classes, I've got my...
And can I say my last? I want to say, because we're almost over time, but I want to say one last thing. You're going to have the two best years of your adult life. I'm not kidding you. And I don't count undergrad as being adult life yet. Mm-hmm. So seriously, enjoy your time here. Take advantage of being in Nashville, being in the South if you're not from here. Mm-hmm. Take day trips. Go outside of the city and see there's so much great stuff. Go canoeing or whitewater rafting or skydiving or whatever you think you'll never do when you're approaching 30, 40 or wherever you're going to. Just take advantage of it. And our class is very socially engaging and very active. So reach out to us if you want a party. Reach out to me if you want a party. I don't care. But there are like a lot of people who are out every night somewhere. And make sure you go and see the live bands and run into Keith Urban and Starbucks on 21st Avenue.
And that's what we call an unedited, uncensored view of life at Owen, which is what Owen Bloggers is all about when it comes down to it. So hopefully we will continue this tradition every week where Astrid and I kind of sit down at some point in time once we are completely like ragged out from classes, and we'll be able to comment on some of the things that are going on at Owen.
Gossip.
Yeah, we're gossip in a professional manner. Gossip in a professional manner. Right?
That's a... oxymoron.
Oxymoron?
Okay.
maybe we'll have an Astrid word of the week.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, so that's going to be it from us here at OwenBloggers.com. You can hear more episodes of Owen Bloggers Viewpoints at www.owenbloggers.com/viewpoints. And of course, you can read more about Owen Bloggers at www.owenbloggers.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Or as Heidi Klum would say, auf Wiedersehen.
Thanks for listening to this production of Owen Bloggers Viewpoints.
For more great content from the web's leading MBA bloggers,
visit www.owenbloggers.com.